Conflict in Black and White by Lewis Levine and Lucinda S. Huey. Black and White. In the United States, these two colors have been the source of racial conflict since the early 1600s. It was at that time that the first black people were kidnapped in Africa and sold into slavery to sea captains eager to make a profit in the human trade market. Those slaves who survived the long and difficult voyage across the ocean were then resold in America to wealthy landowners. These white landowners possessed large amounts of farmland and were in need of cheap labor to help them raise their crops. Of course, farm machinery like today's did not exist, making farm work extremely laborious and difficult. Slaves were forced to labor all day under a hot sun, much like workhorses and mules. To eliminate feelings of guilt and to justify their actions, slave owners found it easier to think of their slaves as non-human beings. To the white slave owner, those first Africans resembled monkeys as much as men, with their dark skin color, bushy hair, and broad-shaped noses. The slave owner viewed these different physical features as inferior. Furthermore, the slave owner perceived of these newly arrived slaves as ignorant, since they neither spoke nor understood English. Slaves were considered by their owner as his property, like cattle or furniture, and if his slaves did not obey him, he would fix them so that they would. He was their master, superior to them, and it was his job to teach them to know their place.